While the political crisis surrounding President Trump and Ukraine is big news here in the U.S., it is also a big story in Ukraine. And we're learning more details today about the connections between Ukrainian officials and President Trump's associates, some of which were named in the whistleblower's complaint that came out today, specifically a Ukrainian prosecutor named Yuri Lutsenko. Lutsenko succeeded Viktor Shokin. That's the prosecutor Joe Biden was trying to get rid of back when Biden was vice president. And today's report points out that Lutsenko met several times with the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. NPR's Lucian Kim joins us now from Kiev. And Lucian, from your perspective there, what stands out to you in this whistleblower's complaint?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, this partial transcript that we got yesterday of the phone call between Trump and Zelensky was really just what it was advertised as being a summary. And apparently, according to the whistleblower, the word-for-word transcript was saved on a separate system, which already rang alarm bells for the whistleblower, kind of indicating that officials thought its contents were especially sensitive. So possibly what we saw yesterday and what everybody was getting so excited about was actually the G-rated version of this conversation.
The report also says that top officials in Ukraine were led to believe that a meeting or a phone call between Zelensky and President Trump would only happen if Zelensky showed a willingness to play along or play ball with the corruption investigations that Giuliani and the White House had been pushing for. Can you put any of that into context?
Well, you know, during the summer, there were some contradictory reports about when President Zelensky would actually end up having his first meeting with Trump. Yesterday, before his meeting with Trump, the Ukrainian president actually joked about it, half-jokingly said he's the president of an independent country and nobody can pressure him except his six-year-old son. It's clear from the whistleblower complaint that there was pressure. For example, there was this meeting between Giuliani and a top aide of President Zelensky. But from the Ukrainian perspective, with this new administration here in Kiev, obviously they're going to go out of their way to be friendly to Americans. The U.S. is their most powerful ally.
Can you tell us more about the significance of this prosecutor general, Yuri Lutsenko, whose name is in the whistleblower report that came out today and is also a subject of the telephone call between Zelensky and President Trump? We saw the notes from that yesterday.
Well, Yuri Lutsenko was the prosecutor general under the previous president, Petro Poroshenko. And what we know that was as Petro Poroshenko, as his star was sort of declining and it looked like Zelensky would win, he was interested in keeping his job and wanted to show that he was really worth it. And that's also when his outreach happened to the United States. He gave an interview to The Hill. Then there was the contacts with Giuliani. So he's trying to kind of insert himself as sort of an indispensable player. He is not now the new prosecutor general. He's out of the game.
And he was seen as an ally to the Trump administration, at least because he was making these close connections with Giuliani.
In the beginning, it actually seemed like Yuri Lutsenko was feeding a lot of this information to the Trump administration and that he was their primary source of information.
This story has erupted into a huge political crisis in the United States. How is it seen in Ukraine? Are people there following it as closely as we are?
Oh, sure. This is the top news, of course. I had coffee with one Ukrainian official today, and it was interesting. He said, actually, it's in a way, it's a sideshow, though. Ukrainians realize that their president is in the middle of this firestorm, but they also understand that he's really playing kind of a bit role in it. For Ukraine, this is still being seen as an internal domestic American fight, which is unfortunately being played out at Ukraine's expense.
You mentioned that Zelensky is seen as sort of caught in the middle. What about that? I remember when he was elected earlier this year that there were questions whether this newcomer to politics, this actor, would be able to navigate being stuck between two world giants. You've got Russia and Vladimir Putin on the one hand, the United States and Donald Trump on the other. What kind of test is this for Zelensky?
Well, he's still very popular. According to one poll published earlier this month, he's still at more than 70%. You know, he was elected in the spring. Then there were parliamentary elections in the summer, which gave him an absolute majority in parliament, unprecedented here. So he can now push through almost anything he wants. People, Ukrainians, are waiting and seeing, but there are plenty of doubters. Petro Poroshenko, the last president whom Zelensky defeated, He ran as someone who could be really tough with Putin, who has lots of international experience and connections to all sorts of Western countries. In fact, I spoke to a Ukrainian friend the other day. He said he was confident that this whole scandal would never have happened to Poroshenko, namely Trump sort of running roughshod over the Ukrainian president.
That's NPR's Lucian Kim speaking to us from Kyiv, Ukraine. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.